Yeah. Speaking of Microsoft, I know they're also doing pretty well because they are basically like the integrated solution provider for like a lot of AI companies, probably also including OpenAI. So Nvidia manufactures or maybe I should say design the graphics card, and then I think it's probably TSMC that actually manufacture the cards, and then Microsoft is the solution provider that assembled everything together in terms of like software and server side, and then provide it on their Azure platform. Yeah, so I just see a very like bright future for all these companies, especially with the recent release of Sora, or I think a lot of people also call it like probably Sora because it's from the Japanese word sky. So yeah, let's just go with Sora for now. So what's your first impression?
Well, I feel it's so real. I really like the physics part in that because I have used Pika Labs. I think before Sora, Pika Labs is a state of the art. So my usage is that I need to make some presentations about instructional videos, like cooking, applying makeups. But the problem is I have to make sure I have the copyright. And it's very hard to contact those YouTubers and ask for their permission to give me the copyright of their video. So I decided to generate some video clips in Pika Labs. And there are some problems. I feel Pika Labs or Midjourney, they are very good at generating some unrealistic pictures, like sci-fi or just cartoons. But if you want to reproduce some real-life situations, like a chef is cooking Kung Pao chicken, or a woman is applying lipsticks, then it will make some very obvious mistakes. So I tried a lot of times and finally generated some tiny clips. And when I saw Sora, I think it can support as long as 60 seconds. That's amazing. And if you look at those details, they are so real. And it seems like every movement of those objects, they follow the physics in real life. Yeah, that's the best part. So hopefully they will have public access. I think I still don't know how to get access. They even don't tell you how they can grant access.
Yeah, when I saw it first on X or Twitter, so I see just people tweeting at Sam Altman with their prompts, and he'll probably take those, go back to their like meeting room and make it like fresh on the spot and return and post it on Twitter. Yeah, speaking from like a consumer perspective, I did some like brief calculation on the current price from providers like Pika. So I think for every minute of video, the price we pay is about $2. As you just mentioned, the quality of Sora videos are like, I would say, like somehow or even like a lot better than the Pika videos. So I'm imagining the cost won't be like anywhere like cheaper or close to the current price of Pika. So that's kind of a problem for like I think consumers, because I just see people who can afford like the regular ChatGPT probably will find it hard to afford it as a personal consumer. So I feel like Sora will be mostly used by maybe business customers rather than just regular people. So that's kind of a, I think, a concern I have. But in terms of the quality of the product, definitely like top notch.
Yeah, so when you say business, what kind of business are going to use this generative videos?
I've seen some examples, also heard about some people talking about their potential business plan with Sora. So one example is that like before this when people have to shoot like a movie or like a well-made video, first they need to make like a a screenplay. So that's like drawings of static frames. So now with Sora, you can probably generate like a pseudo like draft of the video rather than just have like static like hand drawn images. So that improves like the drafting stage for filming movies or videos. So it's kind of like an improvement of productivity without like any, I guess, increasing cost at all, because $2 per minute is still like pretty cheap for any like commercial video makers, I feel like.
Yeah, so you mean they use Sora as a prototyping tool, but they may still need to film that with real person, or they can replace real person completely?
If it's like a real like TV commercial, like you can, I feel like for at least for this year, you can definitely still tell the difference between the AI video and the real shot video. So they might just generate the prototype or the draft, but then reshoot everything with the same like camera angle and lighting. So use the AI as the inspiration, basically.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. So that's just our like initial discussion of Sora. Like, we'll definitely like follow the development and hopefully we'll get access very soon and try it out.
Oh, I think one more thing. So I forgot to ask your experience about Apple Vision Pro. Do you think like Sora could be combined with Apple Vision Pro, since it can generate content from different camera angles?
Yeah, I can definitely see the use of that. Again, I think both of these two products, they have very similar in terms of like, just even as a first version, the quality are amazing. The only like downside I see is just the price. Like an average consumer cannot really afford it. Like I've even already seen some people on Twitter or X already saying they are returning their like Vision Pro. Probably just it's good, but it's not like good enough to, I guess, buy it for almost $4,000 right now. Yeah.
Oh, it also reminded me of a piece of news. Seems one engineer from Apple Vision Pro joined Midjourney, and people say that Midjourney is also going to launch its own hardware. So if it's true, can you imagine what it will look like?
Ah, good question. Yes, Midjourney hardware, and also I think recently there was an announcement by Elon Musk himself saying like there would be some sort of like business collaboration between X Twitter and Midjourney. Yeah, so for the hardware side, I would imagine it could be some like probably similarly like VR devices and maybe some thing to help you draw. For the software side, well, the collaboration between X and Midjourney, I would imagine, this is just my random guess, but right now, for example, if you are writing like a X post, you might want to, you know, add an image for more engagement, because people tend to look at the post with images more or for longer time. So in older time, you probably have to find the image yourself on the internet, but now maybe with a kind of a Midjourney plugin, you can also just write a prompt directly inside X and AI generate an image and use that as the illustration for your post. So that could probably boost your like social media productivity a little bit, maybe.
Okay, so Midjourney is replacing those stock photo websites.
That'll be my guess, especially given like how good the newer version 6 now are, and probably get a version 7, version 8 later this year. So I'm pretty amazed by like the pace of progress in AI world. It seems like almost 10 times faster than the older like mobile internet ages.
Yeah. That's a bit scary.
True, true. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Yeah, besides those, I only have some like shorter news, just want to briefly mention. Yeah, I've seen some like catch up from the like China side on building like infrastructure. So there's a recent raise of capital. I think it's a company called Moonshot AI. I think they have a product called Kimi, which is the kind of the language model that supports the longest text in Chinese, I believe. So they recently raised I think $1 billion on a $2.5 billion valuation. And another trend I observed from all the news is that it seems like we have about four or five top like large language models like back in China, and their investors are pretty much the same small group of players, which are the older generation, like mobile internet giants like Tencent, Alibaba, or I think some others, newer social media or e-commerce companies. So yeah, it seems like at least probably like feel like the business situation in China is going to be the older giants just riding on this like AI waves, because you know they are heavily invested in all the newcomers, similar to like, you know, what Microsoft and Google have been doing.
Interesting. So there's no government funding, it's all from the private sector, like Alibaba, like Hongshan.
I believe that's the case. Yeah, all the major investors are you could say like public companies, but not like government or national affiliated. Yeah,
and I feel like the founder, I think he has co-founded another company before, right? Called Recurrent AI, like several years ago, I remember.
That's probably the case. I need to
are they the same company or
later? From what I've read, like most recently, like for example, the Moonshot AI company, like the founders and a lot of the employees previously worked at institutes like Google Brain or other like big like US AI research institutes. So like probably the gap in terms of technology and human power is not like as big as we thought a few like months ago. Yeah.
Okay, so the founder is also an AP at Tsinghua University. So I don't know like how much time does he have to run his company. I feel this is like it's a very common thing for Chinese professors to also have some startups. So I don't know like how much time can they spend on research versus running the company.
True. Yeah, one interesting case I remember is I think there's a Stanford professor like when like Larry and Sergey founded Google, he just invested like a little bit money into it, but didn't really pay any attention to the company at all. But I think later on, like he's now still like one of the biggest shareholders of Google and probably a billionaire. So pretty interesting story. Yeah,
let's see. Okay, so that's all the news we have today.
Yes. Do you have maybe one last thing you want to share, or no? We can see.
Nothing comes to my mind right now. So I think that's it.
Okay. Sounds good. So just to, I guess, briefly update and keep our audience on the same pace. So I think what we're going to do is probably record about once a month. So starting next month, we'll probably do it at the early half of the month. And what we'll do is just recap all the major tech and AI news of the previous months, and then divide those into like topic oriented segments and really release it pretty consistently. So if you have any like leads or news you find interesting, also you can send it to our contact information. I'll probably put my email address there so you can email me directly. So yeah, that's all for our February recordings. Thank you so much, Tracy, for showing up, and always a pleasure to talk with you, and we'll see everyone next month. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Roger. See you. Bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.